Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Gone Wild Audio Tonight, filmed in front of a live studio audience at the GWA Studios. Or just a stock applause sound effect. We've got an amazing lineup for you. In the studio tonight, we got GWA's very own listener. And fucking our host tonight, also the listener. And get ready for our special musical guest, royalty-free tracks. But first, here's your host, Honey Delight VA. Thank you, Honey Delight VA, and thank you here in the studio audience, and you at home for tuning in. Hello, Gone Wild Audio, and there's nothing wrong with your TV. I really am naked, except for these heels. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful GWA studio, where we have to sterilize all headsets and microphones, both before and after each taping. I mean, this place can get pretty filthy, folks, and I'm not talking about the dirt. During rehearsal tonight, I saw one of the guys backstage cleaning you-know-what out of a microphone. I asked how he could stand doing that, and he said, "Don't worry, honey, I'm using your toothbrush." Oh yeah, like I didn't know that. My doctor told me to get more protein, and why spend money when you don't have to? Seriously, for a bunch of people into JOI audios, you guys aren't taking a lot of joy in this monologue. Have you guys heard of this? This JOI thing? Yeah, it's real big on Gone Wild Audio. When I first started posting here, I saw the tag and I didn't know what it meant. I was DMing other girls and asking, "Is there someone named Joy?" Am I supposed to introduce myself to her? Is that when they allow you to post? And I guess there's also a guy named Joe. What's going on here? Then I found out what it stood for. Jerk-off instructions, jack-off instructions, whatever you want to call it. And I was like, what? If you need instructions to know how to jerk off, how'd you even manage to turn your computer on? And jack-off encouragement? Oh, buddy. You need encouragement to masturbate? Come on. Masturbation is the encouragement. Let's be real here. Okay, let's put it this way. I don't play with myself because I'm in a good mood. I play with myself to get in a good mood. What, is your cock going through an emo phase? Get out of here with your encouragement. But seriously, you know me, I don't kink shame, and we all know I've recorded a lot of JOIs. You could even say that I'm an old hand at it. I'm just saying, my voice has gotten more guys off than a public defender. I've been in more ears than a Q-tip. Anyway, then I got better at recording and editing, and before I knew it, I was discovering these new tags, like yandere and tsundere. Have you guys heard of these? They're Japanese words, I guess. Yeah, I guess they're like these anime tropes or something like that. So here's what I found. So like a yandere is kind of like a stalker almost, you know. She acts so sweet, but on the inside she's all creepy and possessive and totally psycho, you know, like half the DMs I get. And then a tsundere is all mean and rough on the outside, but it's only because she cares so much. Like she had to put on this show of being tough. Just like the other half of my DMs. Me, personally, I'm more of a don't you dare. Anyway, we've got a great show tonight. You've been wanting him on my couch for a while because he's you. It's the listener. And after the interview, I'll be fucking and sucking the listener. But that's not all. You've been asking for it for a while, and now I'm finally going for it. I might just be letting the listener in the back door tonight, if you know what I mean. And I don't mean where I park my car when I get to the studio. Without further ado, here's your guest for tonight. He's got an audio kink, loves the sound of a good voice, and he might have even written some of my scripts. Everyone, please give it up for the listener. Yeah, give it up for him now, because, you know, I will later. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. I mean, you'll be coming on the show later, but thank you for being on the show. It's so great to finally have you on the show. I know you've been listening to these for a while. Do you have any particular favorites? Like, what's your go-to audio? Oh, wow. Yeah, she's great at those, isn't she? What was it that you liked about that one? Ah, so you're into that, eh? Hold on. Let me just write this down. Things to record for next audio. No, but seriously, what are some of your favorites? Oh, so none of mine then. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Just have you as a guest on my show and my voice doesn't even get you off. Teasing. I'm just teasing everyone. You know that. I'm teasing. But I take it you listen to a lot of different types of audios, you know, trying out different stuff, figuring out what you liked. Ah, that is fascinating. You know what it reminds me of? It's almost like I'm sitting here pausing while I'm pretending some guy is talking to me. Anyway, what are your favorite tags? Wow, those are some pretty nice ones. Kind of running the gamut of audio porn there. I'm into it. Oh, you want to know my favorite tags? Well, I'll tell you my least favorite tag. Dry clean only. Yeah, like that'll fucking happen. Now, when you listen to these audios, you know, set the scene for me a little. Are you in your bedroom, your living room? Are you wearing anything, or are you just completely naked? Tell me about your whole setup. Okay. And what's your lube situation like? You a hand lotion kind of guy, or maybe spit, something else? Oh, really? Didn't figure you for the type. You know, people always used to tell me that I'd go blind doing that. And then I'd say, hey, what are you looking at? I'm over here. Oh, my producer's giving me this move it along gesture. Either that or she's pointing a spider on the ceiling. Which is it? Anyway, so I guess that takes us into our next portion of the show. That means it's time for you to stand up. Now, what do you say you get those pants unzipped, and we'll see how much of it you can fit down my throat? How you feeling? You good? You ready? Okay, good. On the count of three. Three. Does that feel good, listener? You can tell me how you like it, you know. The audience is a bit excited. They've been wanting to see us do this for a while. And to tell you the truth, so have I. Hey, are you doing something different with your hair? Ooh, tough crowd. If you think these jokes are bad, you should see my inbox. What do you say, audience? Want to feel how far I can go? Ah, thank you, audience. You want to see that one more time? People always ask how I get such realistic BJ sounds, and I always say the same thing. Can you keep a secret? Well, so can I. Well, Mr. Listener, I think that cock is as hard and wet as we can make it. So, go ahead and sit back on the couch right in the middle. Audience, you want to see me mount him, right? Let's see, facing you or facing the listener? Sounds like the audience wants a good view, so we're doing reverse cowgirl. Okay, this time we'll do an honest to goodness three count. I promise. Come on, does this face look like it could lie to you? Exactly. All right. No, because it's going to take me at least 3 seconds to get on you. Of course, you better last longer than 3 seconds. Otherwise, it'll be like I'm back with my ex. All right, you ready, audience? 1, 2. Oh, fuck yeah. 3. Oh, fuck. Oh, this is my favorite part of the job by far. Well, other than craft services. listener. You got a really, really nice cock. And I'm not just saying that. I know you probably want me to be like, oh my god, it's the biggest cock I've ever seen. But, you know, my inbox. What's that? Of course you can grab my tits from behind. But thank you for asking. What a gentleman, right, folks? Oh, fuck yeah. Squeeze him while you let me ride that cock. If you make me come. If you let me come, I'll let you keep that coffee mug on my desk. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. My favorite part of the job. You want me to go faster? I wasn't asking you guys. I was asking the listener. Faster? Yeah? You're not gonna finish too soon, are you? This isn't a Netflix show. Okay. Keep it going. Keep it going. I think you're gonna make me come. Can I lean back and kiss you? Yeah. That's it. Keep kissing me. Here, I'm gonna take this hand and put it down here. I'll play with my. Holy shit. Play with my clit. I'm serious. I can't even make any jokes right now. Oh, this feels so fucking good. Fuck. That's it. Kiss my neck. Rub my clit. Oh, it's good to be the hostess. Okay, audience. You're gonna have to be real quiet for this next part, okay? Cause I'm about to. I'm about to. I'm coming. Gotta catch my breath, folks. That's when you know it's good. Now, don't you go moving, listener. You've been a great guest so far, but I know what the audience wants to see. What do you say? You ready to put it in my ass in front of a live studio audience? Can I get some lube up here on the stage? Lube? Anybody? Ah, my producer, everyone. Big round of applause for her. And for... Wait, how'd you get this lube so fast anyway? You been auditioning replacements for me or something? I'm just teasing. She's the best. let me just get you all lubed up here. Now, listener, I'm gonna trust you to get my ass all lubed up. Get a lot in there. Don't go in dry like the network's lawyers do. there you go. Get that finger right in there. You might even want to use two. I'd say three, but last time that happened, a guest lost his wedding ring. The worst part was it wasn't even lost. It was just on his other hand. Okay, calm down. You ready, listener? Okay, I'm gonna get back on top of you, facing the audience. So just guide yourself up my ass. Careful now. Slowly. And let's hope my producer doesn't give us another wrap it up signal. Now don't move, Mr. Listener. Just let me do all the work. You are really up there. I mean, damn. Camera 3, you getting a good shot of this? Well, you better. Otherwise, our producer says you're next. And HR is going to be doing the fucking. No, come on. I'm teasing again. Our crew does a great job. Love all of you. I know I said that that last part is my favorite, but this part of the show is a real pain in the ass. No, that's only if you do it wrong. I mean, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but it can be fun. Hey, listener, get those fingers back on my clit, will ya? Just a little. That's more like it. What a great guest, everyone. and the neck kisses too, please. Yeah. I could almost get used to this. I said almost. Because while some of this feels good, some of it feels like when I have to take my car to the mechanic. I'm gonna kiss you a little more now, okay? So you got anything to plug, huh? Other than my ass? Okay. Don't come in there, though. I think the audience wants to see it all over my face. You like that idea, listener? That's it. Keep rubbing that clit. Do it while you fuck my asshole. Keep going. You could thrust a little. Fuck into me. Do it. Fucking do it. I'm gonna get down on my knees, and on the count of 10, I want you to shoot that load all over me. You ready? 10, 9, 8. Ooh, hope you don't disappoint our audience. 7, 6, 5. You got a bit low for me, huh? That's what they always ask at the laundromat, too. 4, 3, 2. Now. Oh, wow. That is a big load. How do I look, folks? Think this could be my new skincare routine? Well, that's our show for tonight. We want to thank everyone who tuned in, everyone here in the GWA studios for coming, the listener for not coming in me, and our musical guest, Royalty Free Tracks. Don't forget to tune in to our next show with special guest. Oh, it's that listener guy again. And maybe some more surprises. Thanks so much for watching. Me and the listener are going to go backstage for some aftercare. I'm Honey Delight, and this has been Gone Wild Audio Tonight.